Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Dermot and Dave's Mind Yourself Now.
Mind Yourself Now.
Mind Yourself Now.
Mind Yourself Now.
With Pieta. Connect, be active and feel good. Visit feelgoodwithpieta.ie.
So I was asking you a couple of minutes ago, what do you think the average number of friends that a Facebook user has?
Like,
any guesses in the studio here?
I'm going to go 1,200. And I think I'm personally underselling it because I think the number is going to be lower.
800?
James?
700.
700. Well, it seems you're all Mr. and Mrs. Popular Pants.
Right.
Because the average number is 338.
Okay.
So...
Well, it's not about you, but whatever.
Everyone else is clearly a loser. That's what we've taken from this, guys. Yeah. No, because we're talking about that kind of thing. And just how many followers is too bad for your mental health? Do you find your heart sinking when you've been added to another WhatsApp group? I certainly do. Are you all zoomed out? Well, Carrie Buds has been looking at the stress that all of our digital interactions have, and she's got some tips to help manage it all. How are you, Carrie?
Hi guys, how are you doing?
Carrie Buds, of course, from Quokka Wellness. We'll give you all the info on that at the end. But so 338 is the average there. Is that a good number, would you say, for your mental health? And when does it become too much?
That number, it's probably actually a bit higher, so it might be closer to popular guys. Now, that number came from 2014. It really depends. Like, I think the number of followers and how you interact with them it's probably more to do with the how than the how many, if you know what I mean. So, but the idea is that from the point of view of strong connections and friendships, how many people can you really have? The number that they say you can maintain relationships with is 150 people.
This is in real
life. So if you've got... Yeah, well, it's just your connections, regardless of whether they're in real life or online. That's
okay.
The kind of number that they've defined. They base it on brain imagery and how your neurons move and that kind of thing. But that you can maintain a good... connection with about 150 people at a time, not including people who are in your past, but at any one time.
Carrie,
it's called the Dunbar number.
I follow 54,300 people on Twitter. Would you like to explain what's going on with my neurons?
I know, I have no idea. We'd have to get you in for a scan, I think.
I think we need to scan Dave's brain because I think he has the neurological equivalent of a web add-on.
A browser extension
to handle, because like for your World Cups, like you're replying individually to thousands of people.
Yeah, I don't see my family. I don't know who those people I've got real connections with are.
But Dave's not really some form of AI. We've come to know that by now. But what are the common sort of mistakes or traps that people fall into on social media that actually does affect their mental health?
Well, I suppose that the number one thing you'd see is that people are following maybe people that they don't need to follow, or engaging a lot with people they don't really need to, or it's not benefiting them. So, for example, you'd see people, if they're following influencers maybe online, that are living a totally different life at the moment to what they're living. And you have this comparison situation where you're comparing your life to somebody else's life, and that you can't compare them. They're two completely different things. That's one example. Another one is if you're online because you've just gotten used to it, especially at the moment. You know, we were in lockdown for a long time. You could be just mindlessly scrolling in the evenings, looking at pictures of friends, or just not really engaging actively with what's happening, just mindlessly scrolling. That's another thing as well, where you're just looking at what's online, but you're not actually in any way interacting with it. And I know you mentioned Dave there, but like interacting is probably better than the mindless just... not interacting at all. And another one then will be using because we got into the habit probably for some people of using their devices more for all kinds of connections, social connections, work connections, that we've just fallen into that situation where we're using our devices or our applications for every kind of interaction.
What are the solutions then that people can kind of apply to themselves if they find themselves in that situation where they go, do you know what, there's too much overwhelm, I can't deal with all of this. So what steps can people take that will help them?
Well, yeah, so there's a number of different ones. I've develop this kind of simple strategy that can help people, particularly at the moment when you're kind of overloaded. Every aspect of your life has been online possibly for the last number of months. So it's a really simple system. But if you just look at your digital interactions, so the your work interactions, your friends, your WhatsApp groups, like Dermot mentioned there, and you go all the way down to the list, all the way down to maybe just an influencer that you follow online or a Pinterest thing you followed because you're going to do up your kitchen, but that's not happening anymore. All those interactions, and you decide, okay, what do I have to have? What's nice to have? And what have I just gotten into the habit of having?
Oh, that's
so
interesting.
Things like, yeah, it's simple, and I think it can, and I know a lot of people are probably hopefully going on holidays in the next couple of weeks or months. It could be a good time to start looking at it then. So your have to haves are things like your work email or Zoom calls, a particular days of the week, important WhatsApp family groups, or one-to-one calls with friends. They can be the things you have to have. Mm. You just need to have them, and they manage your life. They're often with your strong ties as well. So they're people you've got a strong connection with. Then if you look at your nice to haves, they're things that are nice to have. You don't necessarily want to get rid of them, but maybe there's too many. So if you're under pressure in work or there's something happening in your life and you have a WhatsApp group that are just constantly sending memes about I don't know what, it could be a good time to just take a break from that for a little while if your phone is constantly buzzing, for example. And then things like your habit to haves are things that they're not really serving you, but you've gotten into the habit of doing them. And that could be things like I said, following someone online that maybe just, if you're sitting down watching somebody working out on your phone, then is that really serving you? Like, that could
well,
be something
you sit on the couch having a cup of tea and a bar of chocolate.
Exactly. And so maybe just, you can, and the thing is, you can just stop following without disconnecting your relationship completely. But you know, you need to think what's benefiting you. But and I sound like I'm down on influences now, but I'm not. But it's just, is it serving you? And things that can just distract you. Another really interesting one is like subscription emails. If you subscribe to something, for like the example I give there, if you're going to be doing up your kitchen, or that was on the plans, but now it's gone. If you're still getting emails with offers or updates or ideas, that can be very distracting as well. And you've just gotten into the habit of getting these emails. It could be just time to unsubscribe for a while from those things that you just have gotten used to getting.
I know Dermot gets the Surf Report updates from Le Hinch. He's constantly finding out about the swell off the coast of Le Hinch.
I did cancel that after about 10 years of realising I am not going to continue surfing because I just drink seawater. That's what I do. But I definitely subscribe to a load of golf things that, you know, offer me cheap tea times, you know, in parts of the country and at times that I'm completely unavailable, but I like looking at them.
But that's, I really do like that idea of categorizing your interactions and the have to have, the nice to have, and the habit to have, which is a polite way of saying you don't really need these ones. And you can certainly cut down the habit to haves first, I think.
That's exactly it. And you list them out and you start just, and you can curate all of them. Like even your Zoom work calls, if they're have to haves, do you still have to have, say, a Zoom meeting every day for work? You can look at that again a little objectively to say, is that benefiting me? Is there a way I can curate it? You can still manage those things. Mm. But I'd say definitely the habit to haves. Like we all know, like you can Marie Kondo your email inbox or your Gmail or whatever it is. Like that lovely feeling of clearing everything out. Like we all know, we've done it before. It's that kind of clear out and just making everything nice and clean and pristine again, so you can start from scratch.
That requires effort, though. Most of us go, oh my God, I can't handle it. I'm deleting Instagram completely off my phone. So these sort of big, dramatic, sweeping gestures. And then, of course, 2 weeks later, I have to download it back again. And
Well, look, Carrie, I think the tips you've given are very helpful. People can follow you. Of course, you're at Quokka Wellness. And Carrie Bowles from Quokka Wellness is who we're talking to. Carrie, thanks a million for that today.
No problem at all. Thanks for the chat.
Talk to you later.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.